Gemara, the top of Tzadik Aleph on the base, the first Tzadik on the base, had the discussion whether it's Osir, Lodim Lachbo Biatzma, Muta Lodim Lachbo Biatzma. We have a Pasik, the Lach, La Yosef Pen Yosef. So the Shaila was, is that an Aver Ben Odim Lachavero? But if I'm Boichala myself, there's no Lach. But he's saying, no, that's not Bechlala Ben Odim Lachavero. That's the Pasik Shat. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's Osir Lodim Lachbo Biatzma, not allowed. You mentioned yesterday that some Rishonim say on the Mishnah and Shavuos that Hamkal Chaver B'Shem is like the Mishnah learns that from a pasuk also the Kalal Asatzmo. So the Sma counts it as two different lav. Yisham Lachosh Mo Nafsh Chmiyod is a lav Hamkal Asatzmo. Kal Chaver is a different lav. In other words, Hamkal Chaver B'Shem remains an Isa Bin Al Machaver, but there's a separate lav on Hamkal Asatzmo. It's not that it's a limud, it's megala that the nature of the lav is not Bin Al Machaver. That's the shaila also by Ritzicha. The Gemara says, "Alahai Tanu Hu Detanya Vachas Dimchel Enav Shesech Medrash." A blazer right there. The Yadam Shesech Medrash says, "Dimchem, the one is not permitted to commit suicide." So the Gemara thought, "Oh, you see from here that this pasuk is megala that the lava of loisirtzach even applies if you kill yourself. What denami the lava of loisirtzach applies even if you chayvul biatzma." That's the simple pshat in the Hemshech Hagemara. The Gemara says, "Bedil maktal shiny." Maybe Ritzicha is different. But if it's the Pashup Shat is that they're trying to be Megala, that the love of Chogel Bachavero, you want to have a Pasik to be Megala, that it's not only Ben Adam Lachavero. Not only Ben Adam Lachavero. Even applies to Gabi Atzma. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. That's really a big deal in Achrayim regarding the nature of the love of suicide. The Minchas Chinuch has a Chiddush. That Achaz Dimchal and Avshesech Me'edresh, Edresh means Misa B'dei Shamayim. That if one kills someone else, like Siritzach, that's Misa's Bezin. And if one commits suicide, there's no Enish Misa's Bezin, it's only Misa B'dei Shamayim. My Nafkamina, he's dead. So he says, no, it's Chapta Nafkamina if it comes like the Rabbinah. That if I shoot someone else, and Bavas Achaz with the Ritzicha, I cause a Hezek, Momin. So the Gemara says that you say come levi the rabbin, even b'shoigig you say come levi the rabbin, even b'zman hazeh, that he's not going to get the actual einish misa bezin. But if a person commits suicide and the vasachas with the suicide, he's mazik someone else's property. So then he says you wouldn't say come levi the rabbin. Rabbi Nachman ben Akana says that you say come levi the rabbin, that koris patas from mammon. Then the Gemara has a machlekes abay barov in the beginning of Eilun Iris where the misa b'deshmai patas from mammon also. We don't pass like Rabbi Nachman Yemir Akana. We don't pass. Some Rishonim do pass, but the bottom line, we don't pass like Rabbi Nachman Yemir Akana. So there's nothing. For sure, there's no kamla with the rabbi in Misa B'dei Shemayim doesn't pass that from him. So the Minchas Chinuch has this chiddush that if a person commits suicide and the vasachas with the committing suicide, he's mazik moment. So that and obviously he's dead. So the shaila is, can the nizik go collect from the yarshim anan? Usually the din is that in order to collect from lekuches, you have to have a milveh b'shtar. Milveh b'al peh is not gerber from lekuches, but in order to collect from yarshim, Rabbi Shmuel Damit Rabbayu, that milveh b'al peh is gerber minat yarshim. So if a person was mazik, mamon chaver, then he dies. So you can't collect from the yarshim. The taplin, the yasmilveh b'shtar b'dilabachav, you can't collect from the taplin. But if the man who, the Adam HaMazik, leaves over the karka yusha, then the nizik can collect from the karka of the yarshim, even though there is no shtar. Milva pez govmen ayarshim. So that's the shaila that the Minchas Chinuch raises. He's not to say that there's no misis bez. He's not to say that the isa ritzicha is ben al machavero, and this is a separate isa, like the smak said by Mikal. Mikal chaver b'shem. That's an isa ben al machavero. And the Mishnah has a pasuk. Not that the pasuk is marbe that the same isa applies. Even in the Kalalat, it's a separate ism. That's how the Minchas Chinuch wants to be medayik on the lashon edrosh. Many years ago, I printed a Dvar where I quoted this Minchas Chinuch, and then I made a suggestion, which was a little entertaining, that the din is that on Gimel Averus Achamuris, you say Horeg Val Yavar. That Pikuach Nefesh is not Doicha Ritzicha, it's not Doicha Gilei Arayis, it's not Doicha Avodizor. But on the other Averis, on the other 610 mitzvahs, we say that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Kala Tarkula, with the exception of these three. So what about Ritzicha? I'm not allowed to kill someone else in order to save my life. Am I allowed to commit suicide in order to save my life? How is that possible? How is that possible? So there's a Gemara in Eilun Iris, where the Gemara says a statement, they were pressuring Hanan and Mishal Bazar that they should worship Avodah Zarah. They should bow down to the Tzelar. They refused to, so they threw them into the into the Gavar, right? I forgot already.
Into the fire,
and they weren't burnt. The pasuk says that their clothing was burnt. The bit of their clothing was burnt, but they themselves were not burnt. So the Gemara has a statement. If they would have tortured them, they would have given in and they would have worshipped Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos asks the kasha, how can it be? But the din is that Yehari Gal Yavar. How can you say if they would have tortured them? So Tosfos says a chiddush that the tzelem was not really l'shem Avodah Zarah, it was just l'kvod HaMelech. So we don't understand, so why were they moisa nefesh? Why were they moisa nefesh? So the whole story is difficult. Okay, that's what Tosfos says. So Tosfos was bothered with the kasha because Tosfos understood El Mali Nogdu, if they would have tortured them, the din would have been Havapachal Etzlam. They would have worshipped Etzelam. That's how Tosfos understands. Maybe it doesn't mean, maybe it's not a halachic statement, maybe it's just a psychological statement. If they would have tortured them, they would have broken their rotzen, and they wouldn't have had the ability that you can suspend the person clear of options. I think in the Korean War, when the communists, when they took Americans as prisoners of war, so they tortured them till they made them say all kinds of crazy things. So Pashup Shatting saying, Mal Nagdu, if they would have tortured them, they would have not had the Bechir Chavsh, they wouldn't have the ability to withstand the Avodah Zarah. It's not that they would have made a choice, Al Pidin, a halachic choice. The Taisa understands like that. So the Shita Mukubet says, Anat Gemara understands also like Taisa. So Mal Nagdu, it would have been mutter to worship Avodah Zarah. What happened to the Din of Harik Bal Yavar? So he says, no, that's what it means, that's what the halacha says. You mechuyev to observe all the 610 mitzvahs up until the point of Safik Sakana. Once you reach the point of Safik Sakana, you're not mechuyev. Sakana, Safik Sakana is derech kol ha'tarku. When it comes to the Gimel Averus HaChamuris, even Sakana's nefash is not derech either. But torture is worse than giving up your life. If you have to make a decision now, 1 minute, either you worship Avodah Zarah, I'm going to shoot you. So I'm supposed to say, shoot me. So they shoot me, so my life is over. But you're going to have ongoing torture. To have torture, so the Shita Mukubetza says that that's worse than giving up your life. And even on the Gimel Averus HaChamuris, you're not mechuyev. That's what the Shita Mukubetza says. There's such a Rabbi Yosef Engel in a Tshuvas Aguna. He has in the beginning of his Drush Sefer, Oitzus Yosef, the Chelek and Drush. He has a few tshuvas, and one tshuva is a Heter Aguna, about a man who was missing in war, and the government, the war office said, sent an official telegram to the wife that he was killed in action. So the shaila is whether he can rely on that. So he has all tshuva l'alocha like that. So part of the, before he begins the tshuva, he says how serious a matter it is, it's a serious isser. But he talks about how painful it is to tell a woman that she can't get married for the rest of her life. That's terrible. So that he quotes a Yerushalmi in Shabbos that says if a woman is an aguna, we should really have said that to be stuck in such a situation that for the woman is 20 years old and her husband is missing in the war. And for the rest of her life, she's going to be stuck. She can't get married. A lot of women today, at the age of 20, they make up their minds. They don't want to get married. Okay, that's their decision. But if a woman is chalashing to get married, and you tell her that she's stuck, she can't get married, so the Yishalmi has a lashon that should really be considered pikuach nefesh. To lead a life of misery like that for the next 100 years should be considered pikuach nefesh. We should really permit the woman to remarry, and you should be allowed to violate the din of Leisinov, If not for the fact that it's the Gimel Averus HaChamuras, the Pikuach Nefesh is not Doichah. But that would have been the equivalent. That's what it says in Yerushalmi. That would have been the equivalent of Pikuach Nefesh. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, when he starts off his tshuva, he starts off with this, not a Milu Dagarta, he writes in his Zibit Salocha, that it really should be considered such suffering for the rest of a life, for a prolonged period of time, should be considered the equivalent of Pikuach Nefesh. So the Sheet Mukubetzis in Ksubis has such an idea that to suffer torture is worse than suffering to be single. That's much worse. So to suffer torture, that's more suffering than losing your life. And even by the Gimel Averus HaChamuras, that would be mut. So the Shaila is a person permitted to commit suicide if he knows that the enemy is going to torture him? Shaul HaMelech wanted to, he did. He asked his bodyguard to kill him, and he didn't want to. He's not allowed to kill him. So Shaul fell on his own sword. He committed suicide. The Shaila is whether that was right or wrong. Why did he commit suicide? Because he was afraid that if the enemy is going to take him, they're going to torture him for an extended period of time. So the Beis Yosef and Yeridei and the Simen of Yorag Vayav Kuf Nun Zayin, the Beis Yosef wrote a sefer, and then in the second edition he added on Hoysafas. So the Hoysafas are called Berak HaBayis. He fixed up the Bayis. The Bayis was the Beis Yosef. And the Berak HaBayis he fixed up and he added the Hoysafas. So the way to identify, look in a regular tour. So the Beis Yosef is always printed in Rashi Yosef. The Berak HaBayis is printed in black letters. You see right away. So Kuf Nazayin, he has a few lines that one is not permitted to commit suicide, quotes the din there, unless he's afraid that he's going to suffer at the hands of others and extended suffering. So then the Medrash, the few Medrashim say, Achaz dimcha l'nafshesecha medrash, this pasuk, Reb Lezer Omer, miyad nafshesecha medrash es dimcha, but whenever it says ach is a miyud, so it says yachol kishol, maybe even like Shaul HaMelech, that he committed suicide in order not to suffer torture, so tamalai ma'ach that it's mutter. So the Beis Yosef quotes this. And there, and you look in Yeridei, and no one disagrees. No one discusses it, just leave it like that. And the later tshuvas, in the middle of the Second World War, I think, the later tshuvas, they wake up and they start to discuss, should be passing like these midrashim. And a few midrashim says like this, and Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Pacham, a few more. There are no other opinions in the Medrash. So they say, well, the Beis Yosef quoted it, and he didn't quote anybody who disagreed. Now they say, no, that's ridiculous. Nobody holds like that. Medrash, that Medrash doesn't appear in the Gemara. That's what Shailin did. So if you should assume that it is mutter, ach is dimchem, ach is amir, that it is mutter, why is it mutter? So some suggested that this is the reason why. That asvara, that torture is considered pikuach nefesh. So pikuach nefesh is decha kala tarkul except for ritzicha. The Gimel Aveh, this is less than ritzicha. It's not ritzicha. The Menachas Chinuch said that it's only misuvdei shemaim. It's not ritzicha. So pikuach nefesh is decha, the iser of suicide. How is it pikuach nefesh? But he's going to commit suicide. He's going to be dead. No, that's called pikuach nefesh. To protect yourself, to protect oneself from extreme suffering, that he shouldn't have to suffer at the hands of the torturers. That's the possibility. If you all like the Menachas Chinuch, maybe that's the Hezbollah
and
the Yerushalmi,
which Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes about the Yishus Ish. So what about the Gabe Yivam Lashok? Would you rely on that? Would that happen?
Sounds like it. That's what Yerushalmi says. The only reason why it's not mutter is because, the Gemara has a consideration, the reverse. That maybe the only time Eid Echod is Neman by Meis Bailo is because Daiko Mintzavo. But if it's a Yavama, and they say Meis Ayavam, so the Gemara has a selfie, maybe Eid Echod is not Neman by Yavama, because maybe she's not going to be Medayek. She never agreed to marry him. She married the dead brother. She never got along with him in the first place. What's that? Well, she has no shaykhus with him. So maybe you shouldn't rely on Eid Echad by Yavama Lashu. Maybe it's more common, not that it's more kal. It depends. Maybe she's already 85 years old. So 85 years old, talking by the other end. So maybe that's not such great torture. Torture would be a young girl that has no children, has no grandchildren, has nothing in the world. Maybe. those who disagree, I remember when I printed that Vatar, so Rabbi David Horowitz was very upset. He didn't like it, so he printed a whole piece in the Beis Yitzchak quoting all of those. He didn't read it. He told me that he quoted, I don't know if he quoted Rishonim or Achronim, he said he quoted a lot of sources against the Menchas Chinam. So one of those sources is Rabbi Yosef Engel and Ardai from the Gilyani Hashas, quotes the Halachas Ketanas. The Halachas Ketanas always has funny things, so it's not the Halachas Gedolos. It's not the cousin of the Halachas Gedolos. The Bahag is from the Kuvus Agar. The Halachas Ketanas is one of the funny Achronim. He has a lot of unusual things. So here he has a Chiddush. He says if a person makes himself into a trefa, he gets pieces dozen. So he has a chiddush al gabi chiddush. Chiddush number one, he's assuming against the minchas chinuch that it's mises bezin. It's not just mises b'dei shamayim. Chiddush number two, if I shoot someone else and I make him into a trefa, I get the death penalty. Where does he get that? So that's based on the Gemara in Gittin, but the Gemara in Gittin seems to say just the reverse. That's the problem. The Gemara in Gittin has a suffix. If you have, we discussed that suffix a few times. Yeah, mem gim la manal. An Eved doesn't have Tvisis Kiddushin. The Gemara learns that from Pesukim. An Eved is Mekadosh Anisha, Zen Kiddushin Tovsin. Or if a Jewish man is Mekadosh Shivcha Knainis, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. Because that's Shvulach and Poem Achamor, Am Adom Al Achamor, just like the Achamor has no Yachas, so the Eved has no Yachas either. So the Gemara has a Shaila, or the Din Eved Ein Lo Yachas is another Din. Let's say, Hoyle Abonim Ben Ochri Yuso. The Gemara in Yevamos, in the end of Perek Avoy Vinta, has the whole sugya of Piri Berivya. So the Gemara has a situation, a non-Jewish couple was married and they had a son and a daughter, but and then the husband converts. Is he Yaitse Piri Berivya? Hoyle Abonim Ben Ochri Yuso. I mean, his Gayer is the Yaitse Piri Berivya with those children that he had Ben Ochri Yuso. So it's Machlek Zabiechem Eshlokish. Eshlokish says, Katan Shanoila Damas, he's not related to them anymore. So how can you consider that that is Yotze Piri B'Rivya. And we pass on like Rav Yechanan against Rish Lakish that it is Yotze Piri B'Rivya. So you have to break your head to figure out why that is so. Okay? So there the Gemara says, but Bamed Bamamurim, when does Rav Yechanan disagree with Rish Lakish? That's only Hoyle Abonim Ben Ochri Yuso. He was a non-Jewish man living with a non-Jewish woman. They had non-Jewish children. So they were all related originally. The Bonim Amis Yachas Acha Ha'av, there's Yachas by Bnei Noach, by Nochrim. What if it was an Eved Kenaini who was living with the Shivcha Knainis and they had children? Then Allah says, Shvulachan Poyam Achamar, Ambadar Malachamar, there's no Yachas at all. So the Eved and the Bonim are not Misyachas. If Poyal Bonim be also Eved, the Nishtachreir, then L'chola Deis is not Yotze Piri B'Rivya because they're not related to him. So we have two dinim, Eved Ein Lo Yachas, that are based on this pasuk, Shvulachan Poyam Achamar, Ambadar Malachamar. One din is that there's no Tvisis Kiddush and no Yachas Ishus, and there's no Yachas with Korvo. There's no korban to his children. So the Gemara has a hakira. Sounds like a yeshivish hakira. Mem gimel amenal. What's the halacha over here? Is it Eved Ein Lo Yachas? Is a blank? Or Eved Ein Lo Yachas? The Eved is mufka from Yachas. Ma'inaf gemina. What if he's a chatzi Eved v'chatzi ben chur? Should I say that the chatzi Eved Ein Lo Yachas is a blank? So mitzad the chatzi ben chur, he has Yachas. So if he's mekadosh and isha, the kedushin will be tofsin. And if he'll have children, the children will be misyachas acharav. Or should I say no, that Eved Ein Lo Yachas, Avedus is Mafkiya Yachas, so even though he's a Chatzi Ben Chorin, let's say a Chatzi Eved, the Eved is not Chayiv in Tfilin, it's not Chayiv in Netilos Lulo. But if he's a Chatzi Eved and Chatzi Ben Chorin, so the Eved is a blank, so the Chatzi Ben Chorin is Mechuyiv. So he's Mechuyiv to hear Shofar, and Mechuyiv to put on Tfilin because of the Chatzi Ben Chorin. But he is a Shaila in the Gemara. What about Yachas? Do you say Eved is Mufka from Yachas? Even a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Mechorin is also Ein Kiddush and Tobson, and Ein Berom is Yachas Ach Rabbanan. So the Gemara says Toshma. There's a brisa that says that if a Shor Amud kills an Adam, it says in Chumash that the Baal Shor has to pay Kofar. A Shor Tam doesn't pay even Chatzi Kofar, and a Shor Amud pays Kofar Shalom. What if the Shor Hamuad kills a chatzi eved b'chatzi ben chayrin, so it says he pays chatzi kaifer liyarsho. It's only a chatzi ben chayrin. So he pays chatzi kaifer liyarsho. So you see that they're a yarshim. So from the fact that they're a yarshim, there's a simen that he does have yachas, and then there's tvisis kiddushim. So the Gemara says, no, maybe the pshat and the brisa means the shor hamuad made the chatzi eved v'chatzi mecher into a treifa. And therefore, treifa is a gabra ketila. And therefore, the bala shor has to pay chatzi koifer, and he pays to none other than the person himself. He pays to the man himself. So the Gemara says, how do you squeeze such a pshat into the brisa? It says, nos the chatzi koifer li yorshov. It doesn't say, nos and lo chatzi koifer. That's what the brisa means. Here's the first white line on Mem Gimel and Aleph. Toshma, Emes Bisha Chetzi Ebe Chetzi Vecha, Notzi Chatzi Knas LeRabbi, Vechatzi Koifa LeYorsho. So the Gemara says, boy, where do you have Yorsho? So it's a Raya that Beno is Mesiach HaZakro. Amar Avada Barabba, maybe what it means is Trishasso Trefa, Maile Yorsho, Lidnav Shei, Faked it. Amar Rav Ishtei, Tshuvas V'davachod, the first of all says, LeYorsho. How can you say you pay to the man himself? Doesn't say that. Doesn't fit in. How can you be matfek sata pshat? Yod and din, it's not correct. Koifa hu, you're talking about koifa. Yomar shlokish. Shlokish says, Baba Kama, koifa enim shtalim alalacha misa. You don't pay koifa when you made him into a treifa. So if you don't pay koifa when you make him into, even though a treifa is a gabrak tila, it's a gabrak tila, but again, to two or three or four din. That's why it's not a gabrak tila. He's not considered dead. Gemara has a discussion in Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Ches about the Gabrak Tila story. So Gemara says a person who's a treifa is still chayif to fulfill mitzvahs. He has to be a shem shem. You don't say he's a Gabrak Tila mason chavshi, he's potter, or if he's mezana with an eish yisish, you say, well, she was mishamish with a mace. An eish yisish has tashmish with a dead man, so she's not chayif. So Gemara says, no, his body is warm, the blood is circulating, he's alive and kicking. He's a Gabrak Tila for two or three people, not a Gabrak Tila for color therapy. So that's what the Gemara seems to say over here. Gemara says, Chada, Omar Rav Ishtei Tshuvas V'Dav, doesn't like Rav Arab Rav's interpretation of the Raisa. Chada, the Yorshav Ktani, it doesn't say you pay to the person himself. Yod, Kofu, Omar Eish Lokish, which Lokish says in Baba Kama, Kofu, Eni Mishtal Man Lach Amisa, he has to be absolutely dead. So then Eish Lokish, what do Eish Lokish say over here? Eish Lokish says, like, Hemisa Sabanu Kach Misa Shor. You're not called a retzech unless you kill a person. If I shoot someone, I make him into a treif, he's not dead yet. So you don't kill me.
He's going to die in the book, and then 12 months, it's your responsibility.
He
didn't kill.
That's Yishayah. Yishayah
is sick.
If he dies.
Every treif, when he passes the treif, he's going to die in 12 months. So why not
Yishayah? Because, man, that he didn't die. Here, he wants to say that you pay the koifer now because he's considered that he's dead already. So Rish Lakish said, no, he's still alive. He didn't die yet. But just making him a treifer that he's a gabrak tila, you're not yet a retzeach. You have to actually wait till he dies. And you have to see, did he die because of the bullet? Did he die because of the negicha? Maybe they might have died because of some other, someone else shot. So Rish Lakish is kinder that Robert quotes Rish Lakish's din. If you make someone into a treifa, you don't pay koifa, what exactly does he need to say? He means that that's not yet called retzicha. It's only called retzicha when he actually dies. Rashi at this has an interesting comment. Rashi says, I don't know why, what motivated Rashi. Rashi says, if you would have been talking about Shloshim Shalevet, that would have been a different story. If you make the Eved, the Shoram, what makes the Eved Knaini into a Treifa, then you would pay Shloshim Shalevet. But Koifa, who we're talking about, Koifa? Oh no, Rish Lakish says Koifa is a special din. I don't know what motivated Rashi. Bishleim Knas, the Gemara only asks, it says, the Shoram kills a Chetzi Eved, a Chetzi Mecharin, you pay Chatzi Knas L'Rabba, the Chatzi Koifa L'Yorsho. So Rashi is medayik that the Rabbi was only asking koifer and the half on the chatzi koifer. How can you pay chatzi koifer? Shlokish says not. So Rashi learns that's what motivated Rashi. Okay, he was motivated by the lashon of Gemara. Why did the Gemara only ask on the koifer? He should have asked on the whole thing. So he says no. Bishleim on the knas on the shloshim shalevet. If the shor makes an eved knani into a treifa, the bala shor will pay the Shloshim Shalevet. He will pay the Chatzi Knas, because it's a Chatzi Eved. But on the Chatzi Kofer, no. Why? So Rashi says, because by Shloshim Shalevet, the word Vameis never appears in Chumash. He says, "Emevedi gachashor o oma kesel shloshim shkalbit ladan v'asher yisof." And Levi says that he killed the eved. Itself understood he killed the eved. That's how it starts off. Ki gachashor esisho esisho b'meis. So it says there b'meis. Then it says next pasuk, "Emeved om." As it says, "Emeved yigachashor o oma kesel shloshim." So of course it doesn't have to say b'meis. It said in the previous pasuk b'meis. So Rashi understands in the Gemara now. The previous pasuk says v'meis, that's by Kaifer, so there is Shlokish takes over, and he says, ain't Kaifer mishtal mevalach amisa. But as far as Shloshim Shalevet, that you do pay if you make the guy trade. So it depends on if there is a kosuv. So by Ritzicha, you have a few psukim where it says in Chumash, that a Ritzicha is Kaifer. Some of the psukim in Nevet says, v'meis. Sometimes it doesn't say v'meis.
He killed the shor.
Yeah, killed the shor.
He even
did it. The chayre. So that's the shayla. What does it say in the Gemara here?
Seems to be a special din in Kapara.
Only a din in Kaifer. But basically, a retzeach, if I shoot someone. So that's what he understood. That's what apparently the Halacha Tanis understood. That the Gemara just said it din and kaifa. He says, look, you get mem gimel, that if you make a person a treifah, then you chayv nisa. Lucharit says the reverse. So it means if you learn the Gemara with the Rashi, then you look back in the Gemara. So it sounds like it's only a din and kaifa. But a hilchus retzeach, want to make someone else into a treifah, since a treifah is a guy with tibasi. Why chayv nisa? So he says, if a person makes himself into a treifah, so now he gets Mises Bez. Now he's Chayv Mises Bez. So he assumes, number one, not like the Minchas Chinuch, that if you do commit suicide, the Pasuk is not a separate lav. The Pasuk, Achaz Dimchem, is Megale, that the lav of Sirtzach is not Ben Olam HaVera. There's also an angle of Ben Olam HaVera. I shoot someone, there is an aspect of Ben Olam HaVera, but the lav of Sirtzach is not Ben Olam HaVera. So that's what, number one, he assumes that this Pasuk is Megale, Achaz Dimchem is Megale, that Sirtzach applies to anyone. And then he says, assumes number two, a chiddush, agami chiddush. So if you make a person into a treifa, he's a gabrik deal, he's already chayv nisa now. You don't have to wait till he actually dies. That's a very big chiddush. The Halacha Tanis always has funny things.
What force is supposed to say that that's the chiddush that the person is not on his own?
That means that he's not been on a Lachavera. He's not a Balabas. He's not been on a Lachavera. There is an aspect of been on a Lachavera. I shoot the guy. Of course, there's an aspect. I have to ask Mechila. And if he's dead, I can't ask Mechila and so on. But the Shaila is the lava of Lasirtzach. If it's been on a Lachavera, so it doesn't apply if I do it to myself. But if he say that the Neshamas belong to the Baruch Shalom and the Ika lava of Lasirtzach has nothing to do with him, because I killed the neshama that belongs to the Baruch Shalom, so then the same law will apply to the
suicide.
Yeah.
He has a right to say,
Al-Manas Lifter Chayev. Says Chayiv. The Mishnah says, if someone is Chayivel B and he's Chayiv and then afterwards I'm Moichel, I can be Moichel Acher Amaisa. Because he owes me Mamet. But if you're Moichel in advance, it doesn't help. The Shaila is, why doesn't it help? Why doesn't it help? Because he didn't mean it. The Gemara says, because psychologically we shuts up that he didn't mean it. It didn't really mean Amanas Lifter. But it does mean that Al-Pidin is not a bat. We can learn two ways. Yeah. If you hold that it's Muta Lodim Lachbo Biatzmo, so then I am a Balabas. So then we assume that he didn't mean it. Then it's a psychological statement. But if you say Osa Lodim Lachbo Biatzmo, that's the Maskana, Osa Lodim Lachbo Biatzmo. So then you don't have to come on to any psychological explanations. Then you can say the Pshat in the Mishnah is simple. If you already did the Chabal, he owes me money, so then you mean Moichal money. But in advance of doing the Havala, it's not Ben Olam HaVer that I should be a Bailam to be Mevat to him in advance. I'm my mom, I can be mevatim in advance, so the whole chiyuv doesn't get off the ground. Let's say I give it permission to burn down my house, and you'll be pata from paying. So then the Mishnah says that you're pata. Why? Why is that? How can you be moichal and dovish labali oilam? So the Ramban writes in the beginning of the Eilat Naris on the first Mishnah, the Torah only imposes a chiyuv mamon or ben adam chavero if you ba'avel the other person. But if he gave you permission to burn down his house, so the Torah never imposes in the first place. It's not that it's not that he's still moichel. It's not that the Bailim says, I give you permission to burn down my house, and if you burn it down, you'll be potter. So the mechila that he made, mechila is not chal in advance. He came in moichel adovash labal yolam. After he burns down the house, and the fellow is still bedaito, that he's still moichel. He's still moichel. No, you have to come on to that he's moichel after it sets in. Ban says the whole chiv doesn't get off the ground in the first place because the chiv has been out of mahavir. So here by chavaleh, if you should assume that asas aladim lach will be atzma, because you don't have to come on to the Gemara's explanation that it's a psychological explanation that he didn't mean it. You can say it's a halachic explanation that al pi din is not a bailam to be moichel to say that the Torah doesn't impose the chiv in the first place. The Yisr is not being on the Mahaver, he's not a balabas at all.
So what about a father tells his son, let's say the example would be wrestling or anything like that. So the son will wrestle with the father says that he's permission. That would be okay?
You mean as far as Maka Aviv?
Yeah.
The Min Haschinach writes like that. Thinks that Maka Aviv is a Ben Adam Lachaveiro. And if the father has a reasonable, father just says cut off my finger, father says cut my hand, that's not reasonable. But if the father has a reasonable mechila, a reasonable rishus, then he assumes that since it's Ben Adam Lachaveiro, there's no problem. So that's why the Minchas Chinuch has difficulty with the Gemara. The Gemara has a shaila in Sanhedrin about the son as a doctor or a dentist treating the parent. Is he allowed to treat the parent or not? So there are different opinions. Halacha lemaisa, different opinions in the Gemara. Mutar eras. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, what's the shaila? The father's coming. He wants to subject himself as a patient. So he's giving permission to the son. There should be mutar. So he says the Gemara goes. The father never gave permission to the son. If the father comes and he says, please take care of my teeth, about his mutar, nothing to discuss. The Gemara's talking. The father's not conscious. The father's he's in a coma. The son wants to treat the father without asking permission from the father. Mm-hmm. He says, whenever the father gives him shoes, avada, the sukkah has no discussion. That's not called chavola. The Rambam writes the avera chayvul bechavero chayvul biatzma. The Rambam writes the conditions only if it's chayvul derech nitzoyon. One version is a derech bizoyon. The other version is out of rishis is doing it. Derech nitzoyon ki notzon noshim. They're fighting a derech bizoyon. But if you're pulling out a splinter. So then by definition it's not
the father treating the son, the mother's talking about the
father treating the son. Maka Aviv could be that that's a different issa. It could be that that's mochom, but what the Rambam says that it's the same love. The Rambam writes that there is no separate love. The Rambam writes it too, that there's only one pasuk, lo yosef ben yosef. The Rambam says that pasuk is the love, the Rambam counts it twice. That pasuk is the law for chayvul v'chaver. That same pasuk is the law for makor v'ino. Then the pasuk says osikal cheresh. So the Rambam says that pasuk counts twice in the minyan amitzus. That's the law for mikal chavero, and that's the law for mikal lo v'ino. So the Ramban taines against the Rambam. How does it count it twice? The Rambam himself says that if you have one pasuk that includes many prohibitions, you don't count it many times. It says loisinov. And it goes on an arusa shezinsa where the punishment is skila. It goes on a baskoin shezinsa where the punishment is reif. And it goes on a nesua shezinsa where the punishment is chenek. So the Rambam says you don't count it as three lav. It it's all one lav. So why did the Rambam over here count it as two lav? Because Mikala Chaveiro is Malkus and Mikala Lavima is Misa. Because one is Malkus, one is Misa. So the Ramban asks on the Rambam, how can he count it as two separate lav? The Shaila is, it's based on the same pasuk. Is the nature of the lav the same? Let's say Maka Chaveiro is only an Aveira if it's the way the Rambam writes, if it's Derech Nitzoyin or Derech Bizoyin. But if I'm doing it with Tikkun Aguf, then it's not. You're doing surgery or something, then there is no Issa. So what about by Maka Ovi V'ima? Maka Ovi V'ima is the same definition of the same Lav. Again, in that Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara has the discussion about the son treating the father. We assume in Shulchan Aruch the accepted opinion in Yeridei is like the Rambam in the Rif, that min haTorah it's mutter for the son to treat the father, and with the Rabbanan he shouldn't do it. If there are other doctors available, the son shouldn't do it because he may cut more than is absolutely necessary. If it'll only cause bleeding to the extent that it's necessary for the treatment, then his head to gum. But because of the Xerah the Rabbanan, so we don't allow him to treat the parent, he may cut a little extra. But Leka Acher, if there is no other doctor available, then we revert back to the Din Deraisa that is Mutlan. Not all the Rishonim agree. Some Rishonim say that it's also even Leka Acher. Yeah, so the way we assume that there's no love at all. But whenever he's causing bleeding,
we assume that even Machum Rishos, we assume like Minchas Chinuch, or the same as even Machum Rishos?
The Pashtus is not like the Minchas Chinuch. The simple Pshat in the Gemara is not like the Minchas Chinuch. Pashtus Pshat is that the parents are coming to the son and asking for treatment. Not that they're in a coma or something. That's a shayla. Yesterday we discussed a little bit the top thesis on Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. This is quotes from the Gemara that a person who violates Bal Tashchis gets Malkus. That's what it says in the Gemara. One who violates Bal Tashchis gets Malkus. Where do you find the dinim of Bal Tashchis in the Rambam? Where do you find the dinim of Bal Tashchis in Shulchan Aruch? So in the Rambam, of all places, it's in Hilchas Malachim. What's it doing in Hilchas Malachim? That's where it belongs, because it's Hilchas Malachim and Melchama Seyem. All the dinim of Melchama appear in Hilchas Malachim, because the role of the king is Lilcha Melchamas Hashem, to keep law and order, Melech Mishpat Yamid Eretz. And if there's no law and order, Lilcha Melchamas Hashem, to wage war. And Loisashkes Aseitz and Doch Ala Garzen is in the context of the middle of a Melchama. You're not about to chop down trees unnecessarily, unless you need it. The Gemara has the bottom of Tzadik Aleph face. Unless you need to chop down trees in order to, for the war effort, you have to chop down trees in order to win the war. So then the Gemara says that it's mutter. If you can chop down, the Gemara says there's a kedima over here. Lahakdim, the last line on Tzadik Aleph Beis, Lahakdim Srak Lamaicha. If you can win the war by only chopping down Ilan Yisrak, so don't chop down an Ilan Maichel. Because the lava of Lasashkis, Batashkis only goes on an Ilan Maichel. But if you can only win the war, if you're Mesupik, it could be that you'll only be able to win the war if you chop down an Ilan Maichel. So that's Pikoch Nefesh. Mohammed is like Pikoch Nefesh. So you're permitted to chop down an Ilan Maichel as well. That's the cloud, that whenever you have a Dechuya, whenever it's Efshel Lekam Shneim, so there's no Dechuya. So this is only Dechuya, the Halacha, that you're allowed to chop down an Ilan Maichel in order to succeed in the war effort. That's an Inyan of Dechuya. So if you can win the war without chopping it down, you can chop down an Ilan Srak, so you have a Chiyav Derei, so Lahakdim Srak Lamaichel. Echad Efshel Lekam Shneim, that you don't apply the principle of Dechuya. So that's when the Rambam, the din of all the dinim of Bal Tashchis are quoted in Hilchas Malachim. You look then, the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, he writes that the original pasuk goes on chopping down the trees, but it also applies to ripping up begotim, to destroying anything, or he says there's a Amas Hamayim and you're going to ruin the whole Amas Hamayim, there won't be any water for anyone to use anymore. Anything that you're destroying is Bal Tashchis, but he says if you chop down an Ilan Maichel, then there's Malkus. If you rip up Godim, then there's no Malkus. So it's a Shaila, why is there no Malkus? The Rambam means to say that all the other things are only Midirabbanan, or the Rambam means to say that it's only a drush of the Torah Shebal Peh that's marved, that even ripping Godim, not only destroying an Ilan Maichel, even destroying other things, Maybe the Rambam says there's no malchus. Maybe he agrees that it's an isa deraisa, but there's no malchus because that's how the Rambam says on lav shebichlolus. If you have a pasuk that includes many interpretations, so you only get malchus on the pshut v'shalmikra, on the Torah shebichzav. Whatever is an additional level of interpretation, the Rambam refers to that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He calls that a lav shebichlolus. Shegamze nechla ba'alav. This too is included in the lav, but it's not the ikah pshut v'shalmikra. So that's perhaps what the Rambam is a diun and achrayim. The achrayim have a machlokes. Why the Rambam says that there's no malchus for ripping the godim? Does he mean to say that it's only with the rabban? Well, no, he's masking that it's their eisa, but it's not pshut u'shal mikro.
What about if the Torah tells you to do about tamshik?
Is that considered a sorrow because it's controlled the lashon of the tamshik? I don't think so. Why is your father wanting you to clothe him? No, that's not. Not allowed to do kibud av if he tells me to do another. Unless there's some tzorach. Unless the father has some kind of tzorach. And the Rambam...
Why don't you say tzorach because it will come? Because that's what he wants, it will come.
The Rambam writes that that's a tzorach by Hilchos Shabbos. That's a malach hatzvich of a gufa. The Rambam holds you don't need... The Rambam holds that malach hatzvich of a gufa is also their eyes. He doesn't say, but he says it's called Misakein. Rambam claims that's what he read the Gemara, that that's called Misakein. But it's not called Misakein as far as the lav is concerned. No. It's Derech Hashchos and he's over on Bal Tashchis. The fact that he's angry and the only way for him to calm down is by ripping the Godim. So he's a Meshuggah. So that's not called, that's not legitimate. So it has to be a legitimate. So that's what Tosis comments on the Gemara. We learned yesterday the little Tosis over Bal Tashchis. We have the Giris in the Gemara. We don't have the... You don't have like tesis, the first white line. Mar says, if you rip too many begotten when someone dies, we have the girsa, loike mishum baltashkes. Loike mishum baltashkes. So on the margin, on the left side, they point out tesis girsa is not loike mishum baltashkes, but rather loike mishum baltashkes. Tesis doesn't have the girsa in the Gemara. Loike mishum baltashkes. The top tesis says there is malchus on all forms, even if he's not only chopping down trees, even if he destroys anything. It seems to hold that there would be malchus.
And the Rambam sheet is that you get malchus on
Rashi with those. And the one that's Pshuta you get malchus.
You get
malchus. Yeah.
I thought the
Rashi
you don't get malchus at all. No.
Yeah. There's a pasuk that says by pigul, so it says you're not allowed to eat it because it's pigul. Lo yiyachol. Then the Gemara has a drasha that kol shabak kodesh pasuk ba kasev litn leises alachilah, that the lav goes on everything. And the Gemara says that that's a lav shebichlolus vein loikem olam. So this is asks the kasha m'sochem. I think on that chav dal and manal. This is the kasha. The Mishnah says in Elohen Aloikin, the beginning of the third parak in Makkos, the one who eats pigul gets malchus. And the mocker is that pasuk. And the Gemara says that pasuk is a lav shebichlolus vein loikem olam. So how does the Mishnah say that there's malchus but one who eats pigul? So this is quotes from Blazin Emitz. When the Gemara says that there's no malchus, that means on the other things that are also included, derech drosha of the Torah shebal peh, not lefi pshuto, so that's ain't like a malchus. Pigul, that's the pshuto shal mikra. Pshuto shal mikra, of course you get malchus. So that's what the Rambam seems to say also in Shorish Tes. And he has the 14 Shoroshim in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvah. So he tries to give you the guiding principles, what you count in the Minyan HaMitzvah, what not. So he has this long arichas about Kefal Alav, then he has about Lav Shebichlolos. You have one pasuk that it has many levels of interpretation, L'soch L'aladam. So the Gemara says you don't get malchus for any of them, except for the Ben Tzur Amara. Rambam says, of course, the Achilu Rishayni gets malchus based on the law of L'soch L'aladam. So apparently the Rambam thinks that that's the Pshut Shal Mikra, goes on Ben Tzur Amara. And all the others are additional levels of interpretation. So that's on Torah Shabbat Pei, you don't get malchus. So that's what he's. That's what many achrayim assume. That's what he means in the Mishnah Torah in Hilchos Malachim. That there's only malchus if you chop down an ilah meichel. If you destroy the garden, there's no malchus. Not that he means that that's only the rabbanon. It's also an isa deraisa, but it's only Torah Shabbat. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he quotes a din of Baltashchis, So he writes, and it applies to anything you destroy, not only in Eidol Meichel. And he says, for example, if a person rips up the Godim, unnecessarily he gets Malchus Derais. So that's clearly a contradiction between the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Rambam and the Mishneh Torah. So we have every so often, there is a contradiction. Okay. It's a steer in the Rambam.
So on Yontif, for Havar itself, you would get Malchus for the Rambam?
Yantif, for Havar, what do you mean? Havar, making a fire on Yantif. Yeah, so that's where do you find Baal Tashchis in the Rambam in Hilchus Malachim, where it belongs. Hilchus Malachim and Muhammad is saying what he talks about Dini Muhammad. So he quotes, and this appears in Chumash in the context of in the middle of a Muhammad. In Dvarim chapter Chaf, Akei Tzashateda, and so on. Where do you find in Yeridea? So that's what the Tzala Ranchberg writes on the side, Temavi, Shalin Nifska Din Zebetur Vishulchan Aruch. The Din of Baal Tashchis doesn't appear anyway. Anyway, Shumatzasi, the Taz, in the beginning of the second Chelik Yerides in the Kufta Zayin, the Taz has the comment. So the Kufta Zayin, the beginning of the second Chelik Yerideya, is a simon, the things that you're not allowed to do because of Sakana. So what are you not allowed to do because of Sakana? So the quote, the Gemara says that you shouldn't drink water from a river in the middle of the night. You may be swallowing a bug that's going to eat up your kishkis inside. It may be treif also. But the Gemara says you shouldn't do it because of Sakana. And the Gemara has other things that you're not allowed to do Mishim Sakon. So the Taz says, this din of Baal Tashchis never quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and they should have quoted it here. You're not allowed to do Baal Tashchis Mishim Sakon. What kind of Sakon? You're not allowed to do Baal Tashchis because of Baal Tashchis. No, because the Gemara says that his son died. Amar Rab Chanina lo shachet shivchas beri ela dekotz tenta belo zimna. My son died because he chopped down a tree improperly. He chopped down a tree that was an Eil HaMaychal and there was no Hetas. You see from the Gemara that it's a Sakon. So the Taz says, okay, this is where it should have been quoted. It should have been quoted over here. And that's where they have the long Pischei Tshuva says when you have a baby and you have to pick a name for the baby, you want to name the baby after someone who died from cancer at the age of 20. So that's a Sakon. Because he was murdered or somehow he was assassinated. So it's why should you name after a person who had died of Misa Mishuna? Maybe the same will happen to the baby. So it's a long Pischei Tshuva that you shouldn't do that Mishum Sakana. All the things that are Mishum Sakana are quoted in that Simon Kuf Tezah. The Darkei Tshuva has a long Arichas there. Usually the Darkei Tshuva has, on the top of the page, he has the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Behetim, and the Pischei Tshuva, and then he goes to town on the bottom of the page. Once in a while he has only one line on the top of the page and he has a... Here he goes on for pages and pages and pages, nothing on top of the page, just Darkei Tshuva. What do you do if you have to chop down trees? You want to build a trees that are worth $10. You want to build a skyscraper over here. I want to build the Empire State Building here. It's going to be worth... I'm going to have millions of dollars of income from this Empire State Building. So is there a din of Baal Tashchis? You're not allowed to chop down the trees. And the Gemara says that it's mutter. If it's worth more, you make more money if you chop down the trees than if you leave them. So the Gemara says that there's no Isser of Baal Tashchis. So the Darkei Tshuva quotes the Achrayim, there's no Issa, but it's still also Mishum Sakana. The Pashuk Shat Amar, the Sakana means if you did an Avera, it's a Sakana. This Avera, you may be risking your life. He says, my son died because he violated the Avera. So the Achrayim assume, the Darkei Tshuva quotes these Hungarian Achrayim, they assume that it's Asur Mish, there's one Issa because of the Din and the Chumash. Then there's another concern that it's a sakana de kazach. Even if there's no aver mitam baal tashchis, you shouldn't do it mishum sakana. So what do you do if you want to chop down the trees to build the Empire State Building? It's holding you up from making billions of dollars. So they all say you get a nachri. If the nachri is prepared to do it, he doesn't care about the sakana. Get a nachri to do it, so you won't be the sakana. But the shalif and amirul and nachri. It's exactly the amirul and nachri. But you have a heter. The Gemara has a suffix in Bamitzi and Daf Tzadik, but Amirul and Nachri only applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov Kalamayin, or it applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. So here, they're concerned about the Amirul and Nachri. What's the Amirul and Nachri? He just said that it's mutter, that it's worth more dead than alive. It's worth more if you chop down a tree, you want to build over here. It's only an issue of Sakana, so the Sakana is for the one who's chopping it down. So if the Nachri doesn't care, what's the problem? So somehow the Achrayim are concerned about that, so they all came up with the same suggestion. Amira the Nachri is only a problem if I ask the Nachri to turn on the lights for me. What if the Nachri is sitting in the dark on Shabbos? I say to him, why don't you turn on the lights? You'll enjoy your dinner better. If you see the food, you'll enjoy it better. So he says, oh, what a good idea. He turns on the lights. So all the Rishonim say that that's not Amir Lenochri. I recommend to a Nochri that he should do something L'tayves Atzma. That's not Amir Lenochri. So what happens, L'mashal, it's a very hot day on Shabbos, and my next door neighbor doesn't have an automobile. So I say, why don't you go to the beach and go swimming? It's such a hot day. I'm allowed to recommend. He's a Nochri. So he says, I don't have a car. So I say, take my car. My next time, I say, take my car. So that says that that's a problem of Amir Lenochri. Even I tell him, drive the car, L'tzarech Atzmecha, I'm telling him to drive my car. If I tell him, take your car and go to the beach, today's a good day for you to go to the beach, and he takes his own car, that's not Amir Lenochri. But if I say, take my car and drive to the beach and enjoy yourself, so the Achreinim HaMachmer, that some Rishonim have it. Shulchan Aruch, they quote, that's an issue of Amir Lenochri. So here also, they're concerned, if I'll ask the Nochri to chop down the tree, somehow they're concerned about Amir Lenochri. I don't understand the whole issue. If it's worth more, the real estate is worth more when you chop down the tree, so there's no issue, it's only a chashash sakana. If he's prepared to chop it down, so why is there a sakana for me?
For Zariah, I think the Mitzvah kind of has a tradition that part of Lifnei Iver, Eitz Hasheino again, it doesn't apply to Goya. Well, this should be a Lifnei Iver because it's an Eitz Hasheino again, it's a sakana.
We don't understand this whole sakana. Maybe it's only sakana for Jews, maybe it's not sakana for non-Jews. We don't understand whoever said it's a sakana. The simple reading of the Gemara only says it's a sakana because he did an aver. If he doesn't do an aver, it's not a sakana. What? What?
Still a
sakana. What does it mean? Below Zimna? Cuts tent to below Zimna? Before the time was up. If the Taina tree, as I walk home, so I see most
exactly,
of the trees.
But normally, and now I'm good, but he had a reason to do it. That's why he did it. You come up and it's a sakana. That's how they learn.
That it was beheted. That it was beheted, there was no reason, it's still a sakana. Okay.
I saw that once for the Zariah. They said, you make that assumption that he wouldn't do it again. Maybe I'm a riot for him. That's their name.
Okay. So the Achrayim are concerned about this, that it's an issue of Amir al-Nachri, if I ask the Nachri to drive my car to go for his own good purposes, that's still a problem of Amir al-Nachri. So if I'll ask the Nachri to chop down my tree and he can keep the wood, chop down the tree, he can keep the wood, so that's still a problem of Amir al-Nachri because he's chopping down my tree. So they solved the problem. This is all the Hungarian Achrayim, all long Dakin Shumas. Long. He quotes, I don't know why he quotes so long. He could have quoted 5 lines. Each one he quotes is 50 lines. And each Shumas, they all say the same thing. You should sell the wood to the Nachri before he chops down the tree. So he's chopping down his own tree. The tree belongs to the Nachri, and the saw belongs to the Nachri, and the wood after he chopped down, everything was going to belong to the Nachri. All I did was I sold the wood to the Nachri, and then he chops it down on his own. So there's no Amir al-Nachri. No. So that's where it appears in Yerideya. It doesn't appear in the text of the Yerideya. It appears in the Taz and the Pisri Tshuva and long discussions in the Darki Tshiva. He has pages and pages and pages over there about chopping down trees whenever it's Litzor.
Why is it Amir al-Nachri? If it's my car,
Yeah, that's how I think they quote Rishonim say like that. Achrayim quote that the Rishonim say like that. The Pashtus is that it should be Mut. Amir al-Nachri, Tzarech al-Nachri. It shouldn't be a problem of Amir al-Nachri. It's only the Tzarech al-Yisrael. Let's say I have a business, and I ask the secretaries to come to the office on Shabbos to do work. That's Amir al-Nachri. But let's say I'm the chief doctor in the hospital, and it's all Goyish patients, and all Goyish doctors. I tell the Goyish doctors, I'm going home for Shabbos. Make sure you take care of the patients. That's Amir al-Nachri for al-Nachri. What's it got to do with me? I divide which Nachri has to be there on Friday night, which Nachri should be. You got to draw lots. So I made the girl. I drew the lots. So I said, this Nachri should be there Friday night, and this Nachri should be there Shabbos in the daytime. The other one should be there Shabbos Shudas time, and Shabbos. But it's Amir, it's not that I'm making money on the deal. It's not that it's a private hospital. I'm the manager of a city hospital. So that's not Amir and Nachri. That's, I'm telling the Nachri to do a malacha for the other Nachri. He's not doing the malacha for me. But whenever I have a business and I ask the Nachri to take care of my business on Shabbos, that's Amir and Nachri. Tzorach HaYisrael.
Why is the call different than my wife, my house? He should use my car, that's Amir and Nachri. And my wife.
It could be my light is also us. They say if I go to his house and I tell him, why don't you turn on the light in your house so you'll enjoy your food better?
Well, it's only in his house.
I think that's what they assume.
You know that nice little Shiva that he had the shiksa and she sat there and read when she opened the light?
No, she did have her own. No, what happened was that she turned on the light when the chief rabbi walked into the library and said, the Nachris turned on the light.
No, if you would tell her it would be us, and if she does it on her own, it's also Hanah. That's the same.
It's also to get Hanah from the Nachri. Akim Shasa Malacha Mishmur Yisrael, also the Hanis Mimen. See, if the Nachri did the Malacha for herself, and then later on the Jew is Nana, so that's Nelech and Nelemea, that's permissible. If the Nachri did it only for the Jew, then the Jew is not allowed to get Hanah. So the Nachri turned on the light in the library, so the rabbi walked out of the room. Then the Nachris didn't know what happened. So they explained to her. The next time she turned on the light, she sat down and read Time magazine. And then she walked out after 15 minutes, and the rabbi remained. So her initial turning on the light was for herself also.
The meter of the Nachris is also provoked, but if she doesn't provoke, then it's
fine. Yeah, then there's no Issa. There's no Issa Leonis Mimalakasa.
The issue is that if the Amir would be us, and if they do it by themselves. But if they do it by themselves, it's good, then the Amir should also be one. That's the same case.
No, it's only us to get Hanah. If the Nachri did it, Bishvil Yisrael. If the Nachri did it for a group of people, then you go Basarayf. But if the Nachri did it for herself, and then Derech Agav, the Jew is going to be Nena. So then there's no Knas. Then they never made a Knas not to be Nena.
Ready? Ready? Ask before. Ground counts it as too loud, so is it there to tell you that or not? Yeah. But you see from the Gemara and Sanhedrin by the whole sugya by the Daka that it's even not there to tell you.
That's the problem, yeah. So it would appear from that Gemara that it does not have to be, but it's the same law. Well, that's the same in Gemara that the whatever is necessary for the treatment is Daka Mutta. The only shayla is the extra. That's how we pass the Maskana. Permissible to treat the parent because there's no isa, because that's not derech nitzayin. But it's awesome with the rabbanu because he may cut the extra, he may cause extra bleeding that there was not really necessary.
And that's
a problem. It's also not derech nitzayin. That's a problem. What do you do? What does the Rambam do with that gemara? Then the gemara has a pella to get brisa. Tani Rabbi Baba Chanukah made the Rab. Shori Harakdan Theosik Tzat. There are witnesses there. A guy walks up to my behemoth and he shoots it. So I say, what? In front of witnesses. I say, what are you, crazy? You're going to have to pay $1,000 for the behemoth. He says, no, you told me yesterday I should shoot your behemoth. So the din is that he has no nemanis. He has no nemanis to say. But it's in the Shulchan Aruch, unless. He has no namanas to say, Shoi harakdan teosik tzas at, and he responds, Ata marti lil harak, marti lil kotzit. So it says in the Brisa Potter. That was the Brisa that he recites. Rabbi Baba Chana recites the Brisa in presence of Rab. So Rab tells him, what are you, crazy? In Kain, lo shav kischai lechot berisa, lechot bar yaisa. He said, kol kiminei. Anytime anyone's going to burn down my house. And there are witnesses who say, I told them to burn down the house. The whole time, it's butter. So Rab said, it cannot be, the din is not true. So Rabbi Baba Chana says, should I cross out the Braisa? So he says, no, the Braisa goes in a very restricted case, very limited case. Why is it that the din is not correct? Why isn't he Naaman The din is, let's say they're no witnesses. You say, I shot your cow, and I said, I didn't shoot your cow. You said, burnt down your house, and I said, I didn't burn down your house. Not true. I'm kofer hakol. So kofer hakol is neman menatar belishvu. And there are bonim, you have to take the shvu assessors. Menatar is neman belishvu. What if instead of denying, instead of saying, lo harakti, what if I say, machalta? What if I say, machalta? I say, yeah. I shot your horse because you told me to shoot the horse. So then it says in Shulch, then it says, here it says in the Gemara, he's not them. But let's say it would be another case. Let's say I say, I lent you $1,000. So if you say, loy labisi, or you say paraiti, that's called kaifer hakol. What if the loyve, what if the nitva says, machalta? He says, it's true, emes. I borrowed the money and I never paid it back, and I don't plan to pay it back because machalta. Then the Gemara says in Shavuos, it's quoted in the Chayshim Mishpat, that the nitva is only neman if he has a migu of saying lo lavisi or paraiti. If you have Adim who testified that lova v'loy para, they know for sure that he borrowed the money, know for sure he never paid back. So then he doesn't have a migu. So then if he tainis machalta, he has no nemanis. But if you don't really have Adim on anything, and the nitva could have advanced the taina of lo lavisi, he could have said paraiti, and instead of saying that, he says machalta. So that says in the Gemara Shavuos and the Chayshim Mishpat, he's neman based on a migu. Why does he have to come on to a migu? Why don't you consider that kofer hakol? He says, I don't owe you a penny because machalta. I don't owe you any money. Machalton is chayavta li kenegdo. Now those cases, you have to be, you only neman with a migu. He's not neman based on kofer hakol. Why not? So the Ran in Shavuos, the Ran on the Rif, explains what's going on. He says that if the nitva advances the most direct tainas ptur, namely, he says loy labisi, or he says parati, so that's recognized, that's accepted as a tainas kofer hakol. If it's a reya tainase, it's a little bit irregular. He says, yeah, I borrowed the money and I didn't pay back, and I don't plan to pay back because this chayapta we connect on. True, I owe you $1,000, but on another occasion you crashed into my car, or your behemoth crashed into my window, and you made me a hezek of $1,000. So it's a wash. I owe you $1,000. You owe me $1,000. So that's a little irregular. Machalta on this chayapta we connect on. So if it's not the most direct tainas p'tur, it's not such a simple taina, it's a little bit off, then it's only nema mitaras migul. But at least it's nema mitaras migul. But then sometimes you have a migul b'makam chazok, it's so far-fetched the story, it sounds very irregular. The guy says, you owe me money? So he says, yeah, but the cow jumped over the moon, and a whole fantastic story. Yeah, it happens once in a million years. Such a fantastic story. But it sounds like such a fairy tale, such a baba maisa. So even migu wouldn't help. Migu b'makam ruba d'leisa kama. Migu b'makam chazok is ain't an el. If you have a strong ruba d'leisa kama on against it, that's a problem. There are three gemaras. That's what Tosis and Baba Basra and Dafayim and Beis raises a stira. There's a three-way stira. There's one gemara where it says when the migu is contradicted by a chazok means a ruba d'leisa kama. When the migu is contradicted by a chazok, one gemara says it is good, one gemara says no good, one gemara has an ibaygleif shita. So Tosfos says to have three-way stira. Tosfos works very hard to give the teretz on the stira. So the Shach and the Adam Simon Peves and Chayish Mishpat quotes all the Klali Migu. There's no Shulchan Aruch on that page. Only Shach the Klali Migu. So he quotes Migu the Hoitzi Le'aminon. That's the first Klal. We pass on like Tosfos. Migu the Hoitzi is no good. Then one of the Klalim is this Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef in Baba Basra comes to Farem for all the three stiras of Tosfos. So the Mukiyosa says that different kinds of Ruba Deleisa come on. If the Migu, the Tainas Migu that the Nitva advances is contradicted by Ruba Deleisa come on, that's 95% certain. It's a very strong Rav. So then that demolishes the Migu. So Migu Mubakum Chazaka is no good. If the Rav that contradicts the Migu is a 55% Rav, not so strong. So then the migu is good. Migu makan chazok is good. If the migu is contradicted by a rov of 80%, so then the gemara has an abayit left sheet, and they're not sure exactly where to draw the lines. So that's what it says the chayish mishpat over here. He tiny shori harakta into yosef tetzatzta, and he has witnesses. The witnesses were watching. So the other fellow can't say it's not true. So what's he going to advance a taina? Atamati lila harga, atamati lila kotzitzo. So that's not considered, that's like machalto. So that's not considered the taina's kofar hako. They would only have the amonis b'taras migu. And in this case, there is no migu, because you have Eidim who say that he did damage. So then there are more rights in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber just quotes the din. Then there are more rights, and even if there are no Eidim, and he has a migu, the Rishonim consider this a migu b'makom chazake, such a strong ruba d'leisa kamon, that this migu b'makom chazake would be no good. This is very irregular. A guy has a regular racing horse and he's making money, and he has a regular cow that he uses to milk. He has a milk farm. Or he has a regular animal on his farm in the middle of nowhere. Why should he shoot the cow? Why should he ask someone to shoot the cow? If the cow is sick and falling to pieces, so maybe he'll ask him to shoot him. The Diyosei Kitzatzta. He has a beautiful farm. Why should he? It's very far-fetched. What Meheradei said that he should ask anyone to chop down the netiyas. So that's what the Ramah quotes from the Rishon, that this is considered such a strong ruba d'leisa kamon, such a strong chazok against the Tainus HaNitva, that even Migu wouldn't help either. Machalto depends how much money there is, let's say. I say I lent you $1 million, and I'm not that. I'm not the richest man in the world, so $1 million is a lot of money to me. I say I lent you $1 million, and you say machalta, and you have a migu that you could have said loyla visi. So machalta, you're going to tell me, machalta, I was machal you $1 million. You're not my best friend. Nehecha thinks, so that that would be against the strong ruba d'leisa kamon. Anyway, so in Shulchan Aruch, they have these clauses. Machalta nischayavta likenegdan is only them on the terrorist migu. And sometimes it's so ridiculous that tiny it's a possibility. But sometimes it's so ridiculous, so it's called the migul mak machazake. So migul mak the strong chazake lay amigul. Not accepted. So the Gemara. So Rab tells Rabbi Babachana, the brisa, the way you read it, is ridiculous. Ken l'shavke skayle brisa. You won't. No one is going to be able to breathe. Kol kimine. Anyone is going to be mazik me. You're going to advance a tiny to say that machalta. That's ridiculous. He said, should I cross out the prices of Tanei? The target masnitach b'sho ha'imed la'arigi b'ilin ha'imed la'ktsitza. Maybe it goes like this. The guy has a shor. How does Rashi say over here? Shor she'hemis. Rashi says a shor she'hemis. What does it mean, a shor she'hemis? A shor with Edim? He goes, b'zman that they had a Sanhedrin at 23, a shor she'hemis. And it's a mitzvah to kill a shor. So is there a din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyah Babar Yishayna? Usually there's a din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyah Babar Yishayna. There are a few exceptions to the rule. By Mesis, it says Yotcha Tiyah Babar Yishayna. It's a mitzvah to Yad Anisas Laharga. Then the Gemara says that by Ritzeach, also the Goel Adam should kill him. Rashi writes in one place in Sanhedrin in the Mems that the mitzvah, the din of the Goel Adam killing, that's only b'shegi. If the murderer killed b'shegi, then there's an institution of Goel Adam. Whenever he kills b'mezid, there's no din of Goel Adam. So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs points out that Rashi in Sanhedrin, he says it's against Chumash. The psukim in the end of Maaseh, in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, when he writes about Goel Adam, he says b'ferish Goel Adam when he kills b'mezid also. There's no din of Yad Reidim Tidbar B'shana. The din is that the girl Adam is supposed to kill. So what's over here? Rashi means, Shor Haimed Lahariga, Shor Shehemis, that there's no din of Yad Eidim Tiba Barishayna. The mitzvah is on the Bala Shor to kill the Shor. That's what it means. Could be. How could one explain that? So maybe the whole din of Yad Eidim Tiba Barishayna is an aspect of the Hitzila Ho'eda, that you tell the Eidim in advance, look here, you're giving testimony that the guy deserves an Einish Misa. Do you realize that we're going to call upon you? If we make a Gmar Din Misa, it's going to be your responsibility to kill him. Now, we're not going to kill him. You're going to have to kill him. Now tell us the Haggadah Seder. Are you sure that he's really Chayv Misa?
But we're sure we don't have it today.
What?
We're sure we don't have it
today. So if you should say that the din of Yad Eidim Tiba Rishayna is an aspect of the Yisilu Eidah, then we understand why it doesn't apply to the Mesis. Because the Gemara says you don't say the Yisilu Eidah by the Mesis, and it wouldn't apply to the Shor Niska. So who has the first crack at performing the mitzvah of killing the Shor? So Rashi learns the Gemara, the Balashar has the mitzvah. It's on the Balashar. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't write like Rashi, that it's a Shor Sheheinis. They write that it's a Shor that's dangerous. Gemara had there earlier in the first parak. Gemara had it in Lasasim Damim Beveisecha. We had it also in Meruba. Minayin Shaleigalod and Kelav Rabbi Toch Beisel Sul Meruba Toch Beisel. He has a wild animal that's dangerous. That's a mitzvah to kill the animal. It's not the din of. It's not shach to discuss Yad Eidim Tivav Rishon. It's just the din of. Right. So it's just a mitzvah to remove the sakanas. That's the shaila. When was this brisa composed? The brisa that Rabbi Baba Hanan is presenting to Ra, when was it composed? So Rashi says, the Shor Ha'emet La'arig, Shor She'emet, he means Bizman Hazeh. Could be that Rashi means Bizman Hazeh. That's the question. Can you tell from this Gemara that there's no din of Yad Eidim Tivav Rishayna by a Shor Aniska? Yad Eidim doesn't apply because it's a bigger mitzvah that the Goel Adam should do.
Even though
there is an Indian of Itzilei by Ritzich, yeah. Because we have that, the overriding consideration is that Goel Adam should do. So Nachum also, Rab says, don't cross out the Brisa. Maybe the Brisa is talking in a special case. It's not a migum makom chazak. It's not such a ridiculous case. No, Yishar zaymid lahariga, and the netias areimid lektzitzam. Bilo areimid lektzitzam. So the Gemara says, so what's the din tira? So other rabbi. So the Balabas should thank the other guy for killing the Shor. I didn't have to do the dirty work. So the Gemara says, no, he stole the mitzvah from me. If you have a din in the Chumash, whenever you shecht chay v'yof, there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. When you shecht the behemoth, there's no din of kisei adam. Behemoth doesn't require kisei adam, but chay v'yof requires kisei adam. So who has the special mitzvah of doing kisei adam? So the pasuk says, v'shofach his damal, if he sold the offer, the same person. Whoever does the shofach has dama, whoever does the shchita, has the first crack at fulfilling the mitzvah kisei adam. If someone else comes and covers up the kisei adam, they yotze the mitzvah. But the schus to perform the mitzvah is really biyad hashechet. So what happens if someone comes and he grabs the mitzvah? Ma'aseh b'echad sheshochet karam chaver v'kisei, someone else stole the mitzvah from the shechet. So Rabbi Gamliel was mechayven to pay asor zavut. So that's the ma'aseh over here. I have a Shor Ha'emet Lahariga, and I have a Ilan Ha'emet L'Ktzitza. There's really a mitzvah on the Baal HaShor to do it, and someone else came, and he stole the mitzvah from me, so I have a Taina, I want you to pay Asara Zehuvim. So he says, no, you told me to do it. So it's not such an unreasonable Taina that he told me to do it. It's not that I burnt down his house that's worth $1 million, and he says, what are you, Meshuga, what do you do? And I said, you told me to. That's utterly, why should he tell him to? That's a migum makom chazoket. The Ruben Deleuze Kaman that the guy's lying that he says he told me to. But over here, it's not so unreasonable. He says he told me to. So that's like a tainus kai for hakol. It's like he says loylavisi. So he says you told me to. It's like lahariga. He told me you can't stand the sight of blood, and you'd like me to kill you, sure. So it's a reasonable tainus. So in such a case, it would be potter. Yeah. What's this din of azara zubim? Does it apply bisman hazeh? This is a knas. So we have a klal that you're not going to knosses the bubble. So that's the last line of Tosfos. Odam Rabbi Natam, the bubble ain't done. Also, lays bechsar kis kedom leyom. So it cannot be done. The asar zehuvim is manazet. That's a shaila in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber and the Ramo. Mechaber quotes 2 days. Other rishonim disagree with the Rabbi Natam. They hold loy danin and dinik knosses the bubble. That means the knosses that stay in chumash. Shainus and the patam. It's yishema that kind of knoss. But Rabbi Gamliel made a new knas. So you have to prevent people from stealing mitzvahs from others. So this is a different kind of a knas. Even the Knas of Einus and Mefata Moitzi Shemra, so they write it in Ksubis, in the Perik Narish and Espatzon, the fourth Perik in Ksubis, the Ravid begins with this Hasogas on the Rivdir. So the Ravid quotes from the Chubus Agrenim that Bismanazan nobody has any smicha, so we cannot be done, the Dinik Gnosis of the Chumash, the Einus and Mefata, etc. But you don't let the guy go off scot free. What are you? He was Ma'anis, a woman. He was Mefata, a girl. So you have to penalize him with something. So Bez Makmayash and Sarah Hashor, they have to decide how much they're going to penalize him with. You don't need smuchim for that. Shiva Tuli here can take care of that. They also have the right Makmayash and Sarah Hashor. So the Goyim say, the Hoyrasha, the Migda Milsa, the local Bezin that doesn't have any smicha, has the right to penalize him more than Chamishim Zuz, less than Chamishim Zuz, Chamishim Shekel. They shouldn't make him pay the Chamishim Shekel kesef. They don't have smuchim. So you can't force people to observe the din in the Torah. That din is only if you have that bezin shlosha smuch. But tzarach hashor the migdam milsa, you can either make him pay more or less, whatever the bezin decides. So that's the first day in mechaber over here, like the Rabbi Natam said. This din of asara zehugim doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, but the bezin should make him pay mashenira b'na. And he says v'yesh chokim, and they say no, you got to pay the asara zehugim. The klal and the gemara, you're not done the knasas gubah, but that's the knasas that appear in chumash. But this whole din of Rabbi Gamliel is a bez makmayon shishloim and adin l'tzarach hashol. So if that's the way he assessed it, so that's the way it should remain. The yalom boy, it should always be asar zulu. So Tosis quotes the story, what happened, that the gabbai called someone up for asar zadibas, whatever, and then another guy ran up, and he grabbed the aliyah. So the one who from whom they stole the aliyah said, I want you to pay me 20 zehubim. Why 20 zehubim? Because you stole two brachas from me. The bracha shabacha banu before and the bracha shenasa banu after. Where does he get that from? Because the Gemara says, there's a quote, chulin daf peizayin. The Gemara says, there chulin, ashayla, when you steal a mitzvah from someone else, and the mitzvah has four brachas to it, so do you pay asara zehubim because it's one mitzvah? Or do you pay 40 zehubim? Or you pay 10 zehubim per bracha? Where do you have a mitzvah that has four brachas? Benchim mezumin. There was the annual shul dinner, and then they were mechabit some, and they called the plane to come and bench mezumin. Then the guy grabs the loudspeaker and he benched mezumin, and the people didn't realize that he wasn't the one who was called up. So everybody's going along; they all bench mezumin. So he stole four brachas from the one who was in mechabit. So the Gemara says over there, you have to pay 40 zumin. So you see that you pay 10 zumin per brach. So that was the shaila over here. The guy called someone up to get an aliyah, and someone else grabbed the aliyah. So he stole two brachas. Ashabacha banu ashenasan lanu. So that was the shaila. He should have to pay him 20 zehuvim. So the last consideration Rabbi Natan said was that we're not done that bisman hazeh. Mechaber says also you're not done. The first day of Mechaber, you're not done, but you make him pay something. You have to penalize something. There's the makmiyachin with tzarach hashor. Then Rabbi Natan said another suggestion. Why should I give him 20 zehuvim? I'll give him a chicken. He knows how to shech. Let him shech the chicken and do kisei adam. He'll have to a mitzvah of kisei adam, and he'll have two brachas. He can pay shove kesef dina ki kesef, but he has kesef. He's paying him shove kesef. I'm giving you two brachas. Here's a chicken. Do shechit and do kisei adam, and you get yourself. I give him an opportunity to recite two brachas. Guy says, I want cash. I don't want the shove kesef. I want cash. So that was the first suggestion the Rabbi Natan. Sheitin lo tanigar v'slishcha tachas osim shtei brachas. Been there the Ritam said. Then the Rabbi Natan said another argument. Yeah, that's Shach, and in the end of Chayshim Mishpum, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, in Shintei Beis. So the Shach quotes that the Lechem Chamudis is the Akasha on the Ran. The Ran, the Erech Ulin, quotes all the dinim for the Gemara. So yes, the kasha, you steal a mitzvah that has two brachas, so you should pay 30 zehuvim. So the Ran, so the Lecham Chamur is tested against the Ran. So the Shach says, what do you want from the Ran? The Ran is innocent. It's muchach in the Gemara. It's muchach in the Gemara. Here it's not so much over here. It's muchach in the Gemara. They're in chulam like the Ran. That either you only pay 10 zehuvim for the whole mitzvah, however many brachas, or you pay per bracha, but you don't pay in addition to per bracha. You don't pay another 10 zuvim for the mitzvah itself. Ram is just quoting what the Gemara, what all the Rishonim said. Yeah. So then the Rabbi Natan had another argument that the Gemara in the last the last five lines in Maseches Nazir has a machlekes satanam gadol hanam and yosem and amavarcha gadol hamavarcha yosem and aynam. So the Rabbeinu Tam assumes that the maskana is the last line in Nazir gadol hanam and yosem and amavarcha. So the guy stole the aliyah from you. When you call a person up for an aliyah, you're being mevazahim. That's a design. That's not a kibbutz. The kibbutz is the people who don't get the aliyah. You don't get the aliyah. You get more schar. So you should have answered amen. You would have gotten more schar. What's the problem? Okay? That's what Rabbi Ben Tam said. The shayla was, there in Taisis and Chulam, that Peizayim, there's also a Taisis. Chulam Peizayim Misham. Means that there's a Taisis there and not there. So there Taisis tells the Maisa Shahaya was, they called up a Kayan, and a non-Kayan grabbed the Aliyah. A non-Kayan grabbed the Aliyah. In Gansen, he didn't belong at all. So the Taisis goes through all of these different reasons why you don't have to pay. And then he throws in another reason. He says that the din, the Kiddashta, that the Kayan gets the first Aliyah, that's only the Rabbanah. The Torah, the Kiddashta, doesn't apply to that. So what does the Kiddashta apply to? Okay, got to figure that one out. The Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Tezayin on Beis, the Kiddashta really means a different thing. Kiddashta really means Bal Korchoi, that if the Kohen wants to marry a Grusha, he wants to go to the cemetery, the Kiddashta Bal Korchoi, Dafenu, we push him not to allow him, the Bezin should be Kohen for him. Why do you need a special pasuk, the Kiddashta? That's always the thing. Okay, so the Rishonim talk about that also. So that's how Taisus writes there in Chulam. The Kiddashta, Pshutu Shel Mikra, on the level of the Raisa, doesn't even go not on the Pshutu Shel Mikra. Even as a Drasha, doesn't really go on being Mechabed the Kohen. The Gemara said, the Kiddashta, Leftach Rishon, Lebrach Rishon, etc., that's only Midi Rabbanah. So Taisus says, the Kohen was only entitled Midi Rabbanah to the first Aliyah. The only time you have to pay Asar Zehuvim is when that person is the Bailam on the Mitzvah in Atar, like the Shavach V'Chisa. The Shavach V'Histama V'Chisa V'Ofer, that's a Dim in Atar, that whoever did the Shechita on the Chai V'Yoif is entitled to do the Kisei Adah. He has the right to give it away to someone else, and he has the Schus to this Mitzvah. But if there's only one coin in the Shul, it's a dead giveaway that the coin gets the first Aliyah, that's only Midi Rabbanan, that's not Min Atar. So you don't have to pay Asar Zehuvim for stealing a Mitzvah Midi Rabbanan. That's what Taisus suggests over there. So that's what the Shach has a discussion. The Achronim asked Akasha, why does the Gemara say that if someone was they were mechabit someone to bench mezuzah, so someone else stole the mitzvah, so you have to pay 40 zehuvim? I bet there are five brachas. There are the four brachas of the benching: Azanas Hakol, the second bracha Noidulcha, Rachimna, and then Atayva Meitiv. So the Gemara says he'd pay 40 zulman. Why 40? But he's benching ala kos. The story in the Gemara was going to bench ala kos. It's going to be a bar pia gofen. It's going to be a fifth brach. That's the kasha that the Achronim asked. So the Shach gives the teretz that atoy v'meitav is lav deraisa. So the 40 brachas that you stole, the four brachas that you stole are the first three brachas of the benching, which are menatoyra, and the bar pia gofen. Bar pia gofen is menatoyra. He knocks off Hatayva Meitiv because that's Lav Derais, and he says, Adarabba, we're including Baruch Pi Agafen is one of the brachas that you are paying for. So the later Achronim says, Baruch Pi Agafen is Derais, and the Shach is a teller. What does he mean? So that's Rav Soloveitchik once suggested in the Yartzai Drasha, maybe the fourth bracha that you pay for is not the Baruch Pi Agafen, is not Hatayva Meitiv. For a mitzvah with the Rabbanan you don't pay. Maybe you're paying for Baruch Shechan V'Shalov Tuvah Hayinu. It says in the Gemara that if you walk in after they bench Mezumen, so you should say Amen. Baruch Shechan V'Shalov Tuvah Hayinu. If you walk in and the Mezamen is saying Baruch Shechan V'Shalov, so you should say, you can't say Baruch Shechan V'Shalov, you didn't need. So you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai Tamin Le'olam Vayeh. You respond. But if you come in after everybody responded already, so you can't respond, you didn't hear him be Mezamen, everybody. So then you say Amen. So you see that the Birchas HaZimun is called Birchas HaZimun. So that's the fourth bracha. So Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe Birchas HaZimun is a din deraisa. The Gemara learns it out from Psukim. So usually a Zum gets an Asmachtim in the Rabban. Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe it's not an Asmachtim. Maybe it's a Drosh Gemura. And the Shach is right, you don't pay for Atayva Meitiv. And the Achronim are right, you don't pay for Baruch Pi Agafen. And so you only have three brachas? So he said, no, the fourth bracha is the Birchas HaZimun. Maybe. Maybe. So that's a shaila. If Taisa says that the kohen getting the first aliyah, that's only midrabbanan, so you don't pay for that. So the gabbai calls up someone for aseres hadibros, that's their raisa. The gabbai calls out, oh gabbai, that's their raisa. What's the whole story? Taisa says someone grabbed an aliyah that he didn't deserve. So the Taisa Nechulan says, even if he grabbed the kohen aliyah, that's only midrabbanan. What if he grabbed a different aliyah that the gabbai called someone up? So that's been a teira. The halacha that says whoever the gabbai calls up has the right to that aliyah. The shafach the chisa, that's a pasuk kumish, that's a din deraisa that is entitled. And by everything else, it's also deraisa. Very unclear. Then the Gemara has on the bottom of the daf, the Gemara quotes a mishnah from Shvius.
Or we assume like that? That the Kadash Kol Gabbai will pop it up the ground and then go on?
That's that day in Taisus holds like that. To be Mechavid HaKohen. So some say Pshat in Taisus is, I think that the Mukhiyasev and Moikot, if I'm not mistaken, says, the Kidashta Deraisa only goes on Kohen Gadol. Pshut Shal Mikra goes on Kohen Gadol. That's what no one understands. Weird. You look at Parshas Emor. Pshut Shal Mikra doesn't go on Kohen Gadol. It goes on Kohen Hedya. So that's what the Achrayna break their head on, that the Mukhiyasev, it's in Moikot. How does he say Pshuto Shal Mikra V'Kidash that goes on a Kohen Gadol? No, Pshuto Shal Mikra goes on Dafenu, to be kohen for him, not to violate the din. So Taisus hold that the din to be Mechabed the Kohen, that's only Midrabban. And others disagree. They hold, no, V'Kidash that to be Mechabed him is... The Gemara says V'Kidash that is their rice. The simple reading of the Gemara in Gittin is that is their rice. The Mishnah says in Gittin that Perakan Izak, and the Mishnah lists off all the Takpanis Mepnei Dark Yishol. So it says the kohen gets the first aliyah is a takanim epnei darki sholom. Why the kohenim are such bali machlokes that if you don't give them the first aliyah, they're going to kill everybody? What's a darki sholom? So the Gemara asks, what does it mean, darki sholom? And then the Gemara says, it's a din deraisa, a kidashta. L'chadav is a bikdusha. The kohen goes first. The Gemara says, it's deraisa. The Gemara says, yeah, min ha-Torah, the kohen gets first because we kidashta. But min ha-Torah, if the kohen wants to be moichel on his kavod, he would be allowed to. But the Rabbanim, we don't permit him to be Meichel on his Kavod, because this week he'll be Meichel because his Mechutna is here. And next week he won't be Meichel. So next week the other Balabas is going to be angry. For him you were Meichel, for me you're not Meichel. So we're afraid, not that Kohanim are such Bali Machlekes, but if they'll be Meichel sometimes, and other times they won't be Meichel, then it'll cause Machlek, so we don't permit him ever to be Meichel. So the Gemara there says that the Kiddush does their Raisa. So these Rishonim say to defend the Rabbeinu Tam, said that it's only the Rabbanon. The Gemara didn't mean that it's their Raisa. The Gemara meant that it's more than Darkei Shalom. The Mishnah says, giving the kind of first Eli is on Mishnah Darkei Shalom. The Gemara says, what kind of Darkei Shalom is their Raisa? Doesn't mean their Raisa. It means it's a real din, like we had before the Gemara. The Gemara said, Ksuba their Raisa. Doesn't mean Ksuba their Raisa, it means Ike Ksuba. So the Gemara meant over here. What do you mean? You only give the kind of first aliyah because machlokes? No, it's a positive inyan. It's only midrabbanan. It's not minatur. That's how that tesis and chulam will occur. Here the tesis didn't quote that. Then the Gemara has in the context of talking about Baal Tashlis, so the Gemara throws in the Mishnah in Shviyas. So you should know in Shviyas there's a more serious din. There's a din liochla below lehefsid. You're not allowed to be mafsid perish Shviyas. That's more common than a din of Baal Tashlis. Take for example, Rav Kook writes, those who fill up the becher for Havdalah and it spills over and they put out the candle and the wine, if you have Yayin Shal Shviyas, you're not allowed to do that. Because the Achlav Lo Lehersin. So how are you allowed to do it all 6 years long? It's Baal Tashlis. The answer is, Letzarech is not Baal Tashlis. But on Perish Shviyas, there's a separate din. Well, he says, you're not allowed to use Yayin Shal Shviyas for Arbekosis because it's going to spill out by Dom Tzvadeya. You know in advance that you're going to waste that wine. So you're not allowed to do that. So how do you do it all 6 years? The answer is no Baal Tashlis. Whenever it's Tzorech, there's no Baal Tashlis. But that's not a sufficient Tzorech. That's not a heter for Liyachlov Lola Hefsid. Same thing, let's say a person eats a half an apple and he doesn't want to eat the rest of the, it's a gigantic apple. Doesn't want to eat the rest. So you say he has to put it away. He's going to put it away in the refrigerator. You're going to have a refrigerator full of half sandwiches and half apples and half leftover flesh and chicken. So, if you know in advance, no one's going to eat it. Tomorrow I'm going to eat a new fresh apple. I'm not going to eat this. So there's no Baal Tashlis if you throw out the leftover apple today. But as far as Peva Shvigis are concerned, you're not allowed to. That din is Mocham. So what does the Gemara ask? Kastira, the Mishnah Shvigis is more Machmer than over here. Omar Rav, if the tree bears a kav, so you're not allowed to have baltashkes. If it doesn't even give a kav, a peris, then there's no baltashkes. Or if you're a takasha from the Mishnah Shvius that says, Reuva hakav. What's the kasha? Peris Shvius is macham, the din of Liach of Lola Hepsis is macham. The answer is, you look in the Mishnah, the first line, the first half of the Mishnah is talking about Liach of Lola Hepsis. And it's very strict. The Mishnah is very strict. The second half of the Mishnah goes on the other 6 years. This line, it says it's from Shvius, that's where it is. But Kami Hegel's eyes below you cuts it, so goes on all 6 years. Doesn't go on Perish. Tom Perish says Mutter. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to chop down a tree in Shnas HaShmitah if the fruits just began to grow and they didn't fully grow yet. That's Lachlam Lola Hepsid. You're ruining the fruits. They're not going to grow. Once the tree is chopped down, they're not going to grow anymore. But after the fruits all grew down, after the fruits grew, then you're not ruining the fruits. Then Roy Bachila said, then there is no Isa Liachlam Lola Hepsid. But then there's an Isa of Baltashkas on the tree. So then the Mishnah says, how much fruit does the tree have to bear that there should be a violation of Baltashkas on the tree? You're not talking already about Liachlam Lola Hepsid. The fruits are fully grown, so you're not ruining the fruits. You're ruining the tree. This second half of the Mishnah goes on all 6 years. It doesn't go on Shnas HaShmitah. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow morning I have to participate in this Din Torah at 10 o'clock. Should we learn from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock? The building's going to be open at 9 o'clock. Okay, maybe we'll learn 9 o'clock. So 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Okay.
Here?
Here? Yeah, I think this building is open. Okay. We got